To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of October, 2022. Got those highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past couple of days, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off in the EU and Apple. That's because EU lawmakers, yep, they've already voted in favor of requiring all phones to use the USB-C charging port. So, Apple, over to you. Now, just in case you don't know Apple, which I'm sure you already do, these proposed rules mean you gotta remove that old lightning port from every single one of your mobile devices. Well, that's of course if they want to continue selling their products in the EU. Now, according to the EU, their main focus for the rules changes is because of e-waste. And they think if everything is universal, fewer devices and chargers will get thrown away. Now, this change, of course, won't happen overnight. Now, it's going to take about 2 years. So, Apple, yeah, you've got some manufacturing time. And more than likely, we know how extensions and rules go. It might just get kicked down the road. That remains to be seen, of course. Apple devices, at least in the EU, more than likely worldwide, because it wouldn't be very cost-effective on Apple's part. By the end of 2024, looks like USB-C shall be king. Oh man, this Twitter drama. Thank you, Elon. Yeah, it's on again, it's off again. It's like the worst Hollywood relationship ever. Well, now apparently it's on again because Elon says, yeah, I'm going to buy Twitter and I'm going to do it for 54.20 cents a share. At least that's what Mr. Musk is saying to the SEC filing. Now, in this Security and Exchange Commission filing, he says he will proceed on closing of the transaction, on which the terms that were negotiated with back in April. The question is, though, we don't even know if Twitter will remain Twitter if this does ever go through. Elon tweeted out just after all of this hoopla, buying Twitter is an accelerant to creating X, the everything app. Yeah, we sometimes don't know what the hell Elon's thinking. Now, Twitter, on the other hand, they didn't really immediately respond to any request for comment, pretty much from any media outlet. Regarding what's going on and even if that litigation is going to push through. But by all accounts, if Twitter wanted to sell in April, they'll probably still want to settle now. Which means we may see a delay or no trial at all, so they can get the deal closed. Yes, unfortunately, listeners, the Twitter drama still will roll on. And finally, you remember the Glow kid-focused video calling device from Amazon? Yeah, just push that out of your mind now. Amazon said, nah, never mind. Yes, apparently Amazon's going to move away from that kid-focused product because, well, it's not doing so hot. Now, those of you that don't remember the Amazon Glow, it was designed to let families interact remotely with each other. But if you try and go buy one today on Amazon's website, which most people never did in the first place, it's already unavailable. Now, Amazon did have a lovely little PR statement for everybody saying that at Amazon, we think big, experiment, and invest in new ideas to delight customers. We also continually evaluate the progress and potential of our products to deliver customer value. We'll be sharing updates and guidance with Glow customers soon. By the way, if you are a Glow customer, yeah, I wouldn't expect any updates soon, at least on the software side. So what's next? Since Amazon likes to think big. Well, we can only speculate now, but chances are for the rest of the least of this year, I doubt they'll be thinking at all. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find all the BTN content to your heart's content over there. Don't forget to give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you very much for listening and supporting the new show.